Simon Tufman Beis. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the first sif. He also presented somewhat of an introduction. So we're going to do the sif is a little bit intense. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah sif Aleph as in the way of introduction. So the Mechaber is talking about what's called Terubis Chometz. So as opposed to you have chometz which is just by itself, it's mixed into something else. It's an ingredient. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about the prohibition of Bayiro Bayimotze. Is there a prohibition of Bayiro Bayimotze on this mixture? In regards to that issue, he holds. We're not talking about eating it right now. We're talking about whether you want to maintain it over Pesach. The Rebbe lobs that afilu ein b'kizayis b'teichilis pras. Okay, so there's a. If I'd have a mixture, which is the kizayis of chometz in it, mixed into the volume of pras. Pras is the language of pras means actually a part of something. It's referring to simply the more it says they used to have a size of a certain type of loaf they used to use, and half of that was called pras. How large is that loaf? It's a machlokes in the Gemara whether it was three bay, it was six bayim or eight bayim, and then for half it's either three or four bayim. The kazayis is mixed in. The kibay is two kazayim, so that's it's going to either be the 1/6 or 1/8 of the volume. The kazayis is mixed in. Means each pras that you eat of it, you get a kazayis from. So when we talk about kazayis as pras. You know, we talk about it as a time issue. The case the more it really gives actually was you'd be eating straight the whole time. A whole pras is worth. So and during that time, you'll get a kazayis worth of this chometz and this mixture. Making sense, right? So if I have a loaf this big, or a piece of food this big, and there's rice in it, and there's meat in it, and there's also some chometz mixed in, if I eat a pras worth of that food, I'll get a kazayis of chometz. That's called kazayis of chelis pras. So if there's less than kazayis but the chelis pras, which means that the chometz is 1/10 of the total. So when a person eats a pras worth of that food, he eats less than a kazayis, so he can't be chayv quarters. Because the chayv quarters, he has to eat a kazayis, but the chelis pras. So it comes to eating, it wouldn't be chayiv alav for that thing. So what about comes to this by Rabbi Motze? So maybe chametz, which the shear for by Rabbi Motze is also kazayis. There's a kazayis, a chametz in this thing, but it's spread out over, you know, 10 kibayim. So it's impossible to get to a lav of a chila. So maybe there's no lav by Rabbi Motze. No. So there's not a chiyuv koris. V'yesh asir lehu dafilo lav ein boy. Not only is not a chiyuv koris, not even a variable lav. Kol kama the lekha b'tarubis shir kazayis b'nechilis pras. If the mixture doesn't have a kazayis b'nechilis pras, it's not even a lav of eating it. Says, but it comes by Rabbi Motze. There's a kazayis of chometz in there, so it's an issur d'oraisa to have it in the house. Since the whole mixture is in one container, so you have a total of kazayis of chometz. That all those different pieces of which are in this mixture, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, they all mix together. They all count together as one unit, and he's chayiv a lav by Rabbi Motze for that kazayis of chometz.
That's what it means for us.
Start yeah. So that's first point. Now, this halacha is dafka min v'she'enoy minu. when we talk about mixtures in regards to the concept of bittul, so there are two types of bittul. One bittul is bittul b'roiv. One bittul is bittul b'shishim. When do we apply the rule of bittul b'roiv? When do we apply the rule of bittul b'shishim? So normally, most things, theoretically, everything should be bittul b'roiv. The Torah is a din of bittul b'roiv. Why do we need shishim sometimes? Because Chazal said that that's all talking about when you can't taste the flavor. The idea of bittul b'roiv is bittul b'roiv presumes a mixture. As long as I can taste its flavor, so I don't look at it as a mixture, because I can see that it's there. Well, I can't really see that it's there. I don't know which one it is, but I can taste that it's there. So if I mix in, there's two pieces of beef, or there's five pieces of beef. Four pieces of beef were from a kosher shechita, and one piece of beef is from a trefa shechita. They all taste the same. It's called min b'mino. So there's no issue of flavor. I can't taste the flavor of the trefa one. The only issue which I know that it's there. So the rice, you'd say bittul b'roiv. So I have three pieces already, one kosher, two kosher, and one treif. You have a dinner bittul b'roiv. That's the rice. Sometimes you need more. But when it, which means that this beef got mixed in together with there's no roib connected of other foods. It's not nicker. I can't tell where the beef is and what other things are anymore. It's all mixed in, but the flavor is still tasted. So Chazal said, up till shishim, normally a flavor can be tasted. You get to 60 times the volume of the heter versus the iser, normally the flavor is not tasted anywhere, with some exceptions. Okay, so that's a bit of a shish. By Pesach, we'll see later on that the shir bittul for Pesach is b'mashul. It's not even bittul b'shishim if it's on Pesach. If it mixes before Pesach, we'll see what the halacha is. So this halacha over here that we look at, we want to look at this by Rabbi Motze. It depends on the kazayt lechidus pras. That's only by min m'shenu min. So there's no bittul deraisa, bittul b'roiv. There's no bittul b'roiv. So then I look at, is it by Rabbi Motze? Is there kazayis of chometz with the achilus pras? Okay. Then about the mineraisa berupa. The dasa serving the tam ki ikar mineraisa. Now the reason why min minashemino is not bottle, because the more makes a drasha called tam ki ikar. The flavor is if the actual item is there. The tam, the flavor, is ki ikar, like the actual item. Like the acre of the point of the item. So the machlokes, the more it learns out Tom Kicker, the machlokes that we pass again is Tom Kicker made a rice. The Gemara's case where it's made a rice is a case for sure. It's a rice by kachim. That's clear. By chulin, which is negayos, is machlokes rishonim. Whether maskan of the Gemara is it's the rice or the rabbanon. So according to the opinions, though Tom Kicker made a rice. So min mishenu minoy, it's not bottle. The eye is roiv. Yeah, but if the tam is there, and the tam is like the ikar, I can taste the tam. I can see, like I can see the ikar there. That's min mishenu minoy. But let's say min b'minoy. Let's say a situation of min b'minoy. For example, kagoyin kemach shal tvua chamutza. There was some flour of non-pesachic flour. It's chamutza. She's arvasev kemach shenu chamutza. Got mixed up into pesachic flour. So they taste the same. Right. So you had some grains which they got wet, and they let them sit for a little bit. So that when the grains get wet, and they sit a little bit. They're mitzames. Then they ground them into flour and mix with some other flour. So for this mineraisa beruba bottle, mineraisa it's bottle beroyf umutzal ochloy. And it's mutter to eat it. But with kolshke and shemutter the choice of mineraisa, so obviously you're allowed to keep it on Pesach. If me you're allowed to eat it, for sure you're allowed to keep it. There's no about your only mutter in that situation. It's bottle beroyf. Ach, mirabonon, mikomokim osel lehashoyse. Dilma Yavala Lechem Mimena Pebesa. Chazal said you can't keep it. You have to get rid of it. But afraid you might eat from it. Mitzarch Levarei Kadam Pebesa. Okay, and therefore you have to read yourself up before Pesach. Bimnisker Pesach, Tzarich Oz Levarei. If you realize Mila Pesach, so you have to Levarei it then. Mirabonu. But the Isser of Bayer, the Kanas of Shamar the Pesach is because you were over the Isser of Bayer Rabbi Motze. And over here you were not over the Isser of Bayer Rabbi Motze. Because Minarais is Baltimore. So the Isser of the Rabbanon of keeping it, because you might come to eat it, doesn't generate a Kanas after Pesach. The world of Kamam is Simon Topim Zion. So this halacha we're saying over here that you wouldn't be a rabbi motze, it wouldn't be also after Pesach. Furthermore, even min b'she'ena minoy, if it's bottle b'shishim, so again like it's bottle, if it's bottle mineralized, it's bottle, so it doesn't exist. You can't have an issue by your rabbi motze. B'chein hechadik b'shishim, min b'she'ena minoy din hachim. B'afti sur b'mashu, Chazal said that chometz is also b'mashu, min b'she'ena minoy. Which means shishim doesn't work on Pesach. Hare enu rak mirabona. That's mirabona. So therefore, after Pesach, you have to get rid of it. But after Pesach, you're not over. But you're there's no kanas. So if it's kedais b'leichilas pras min b'shenu minoy, he has to keep the rice if he eats. If it's not kedais b'leichilas pras, but there's a gazai total on the whole item, there's no key for eating it, but there's a lava in the Torah of keeping it. If it's both of a shishim minarice, it's mutter to keep it. Chazal said that you might come to eat it, and then you want you to eat it because it's also from mashu, but after Pesach it's not going to be any kanas. This is all b'min b'shenu minoy. Min b'minoy, even as soon as it's both of a roi, there's no bayar rabbi motzah. There's an issue to keep it, but no, there's no bayar rabbi motzah. Now, who are then mishar the bar m'shen b'em isu the rice of the hashresu? This rule really applies anything which mirais, so there's no reason to keep it on Pesach. Rak mirabonon tzarich levarei b'erev Pesach. Things which Chazal require you to mirabonon to destroy them for Pesach. Im shachach v'nizkir b'pesach tzarich oz levarei. If you realize the Pesach, you still have to destroy them. But v'over v'loy v'iram ad lachar Pesach mutar b'chilu. Chazal did not give a kenas in that situation. Okay. Now, this is all talking about there was actual chometz mixed into the mixture. Yeah? There's no actual chometz mixed in. Elatam chometz. All you had was tam chometz. What does that mean? For example, he cooked an item with chometz. Then he removed the chometz. So there's a direct flavor of the chometz in the item. There wasn't 60 times of the food stuff connected the chometz, but all the actual chometz has been removed. So still now we're talking about there was chometz mixed in. The chometz was mixed in. Kedais lechis pras, less than kedais lechis pras, but it was less than 1/60th of the total. That's still talking about you had the actual item there. So this is by Yerobi Motze on the item of chometz. But that, there's no chometz here. There's tam. So if you're tam ki iker, I can't eat it. Right? So tam ki iker does two things for me. One, it does is if I have the item there, so listen, the item's mixed in and it's nullified. No, it's not. I can taste it. So it makes it as if the item which is there still exists. So I can't. I have an issur d'oraisa to eat it, and I have an issur by Rabbi Yehuda. I can't say that that's true if I remove the item.
It'd still be usher. You just wouldn't have a problem with by Rabbi Yehuda because there's nothing there.
Right. So after also mit lochlim and arisim shum tam ki ikur, even though the tam gets the same aloch of the ikur that I cannot eat it, the kavokalim and bal yirav it's not a chakiyakov the ain't over keep the ain't by my moshe chalis. You don't have the actual item there. You're not over by your reimatze. As the kadesh, because this is his lawyer elokah, it has to be something which is by definition visible. So you have the item there, but if it is visible, how am I want it to mixed in? So as long as I can taste, it's still visible. But if it's gone, there's nothing visible. Now, we come welcome, Mirabon Valley also the show, so because I'll get do not want you can't eat it, Miraisa, so therefore you can't keep it on Pesach. The circle of beer has been into talk about even if you found a middle type Pesach, you have to destroy it. We've all been destroyed out of Akra Pesach, but if you kept it after Pesach, it's like this. Ain't less about not to use it, give it to the goy, whatever it is. Hello, I'm not going to ask. The Kiman loy obra al Isser Shaltara, there's no Bayer over here. We mash a Hisha Oysoy. Look and so, Chachamim will also, Chazal didn't give a Kanas. Uba Achila Efshe Shakadai Lahakra. When it comes to Achila over here, maybe we should not. To sit, there's this at the rice and eat it on Pesach. So even though you don't have anything by your roah, but that's a madrega beyond what we had before. But there's no way to the rice to keep it. To eat it. No, 1 second. Right. So in a case where you had the actual item there, so as long as the shishim, the item is there, it's by Rabbi Yehuda the rice. In this case, I haven't discussed before where I don't have by Rabbi Yehuda the rice because it isn't there, but there's flavor which is in the rice to eat. So maybe a chilak because we should be mad.
So in that case, on Yom Tov, you would have to do beer on the food. It's not even chametz, but it has the time chametz.
Yeah. Now, that's the chokiyah. So the mishabur, you should know, but yeish kolki masir lehu. The kimin the osu bechilim in atara. If you'll time kicker, if it's osu bechilim in a raisa, chai the beer gam came in atara. So there's also chim and a rice of beer. The melee of over will be right. Gamach a pesach also by no. Okay, so they say no that Tom Kiker is the same way he creates an Israelila is because if it's intact, so they create an Israel by Rabbi Motze as if it's intact. Okay, so what do we do? He says, "Welcome, Hefs and Meruba." Yes, the Halakha of the Rishon. In a case of significant loss, we'll rely on the first opinion. Now, because that B'tav Shekibol Tam HaChometz Atzma, so he cooked it with chometz and he removed the chometz, so it has direct flavor from the chometz. So, what about if you cooked a non-chometz stick of food in a chometz stick of pan? A clean chometz stick of pan. So there's no actual chometz there. Aber tabs schon is ba schon können wir besser mit Kdeira shibish ba chametz bei bei yoy. So it's a red yoy, right? So the tam isn't pogo. Person cooked oatmeal in a pot in the morning, cleaned it out, later on cooked the soup. So there's now tam of chametz in the soup. Okay. Obviously, the tav shel shishim connected chometz is different than soichim in a kedera. You cook the big pie, big container of of a big portion of oatmeal. So we assume there's a lot of flavor of oatmeal in the wall. And now, when he cooked the soup, it wasn't as big. So for sure, there's not shishim in the soup against the time of the oatmeal. Mutter lahashoyse ad achar haPesach. You're allowed to keep that food until after Pesach. You can't eat it on Pesach. You have to put it in a place that you don't normally walk in, so you're afraid you might come to eat it. But you're allowed to keep the food till after Pesach. But one condition: you cannot keep it in the chometz sticker on Pesach. The Hanu Shahura could clean Pesach. You'd have to put it into a non chometz sticker pot.
And you can use that in future years.
The Pesach pot.
On Pesach.
Assuming that you didn't. I think you'd have to kasher it. I remember calling halachas because it'll be not barnat, you pass them as osur, not possible. It's osur by chila. What about eating it? About using it? I don't remember. So what's this about? So this is the concept of halacha called not barnat. You should have heard that phrase somewhere in your journeys through life, called not barnat, right? Not barnat. Not barnat is an abbreviation, stands for Nosen Tam Bar, the song of Nosen Tam. So we say, if I take a pot and I cook chometz in it, cook oatmeal in it, so flavor goes from the chometz into the walls. That's called, it was Nosen Tam into the walls. Now I empty that out, clean it out. There's still the flavor in the walls. I put this non chometz soup in there. The flavor now goes from the walls into the soup. So that's all secondary flavor. It's called a nois and tam, bar nois and tam. It was a nois and tam which was derived from a nois and tam. It never was. It wasn't the item itself. So the case before, we had the chometz cooking in the soup, and you remove the chometz. Right? So there's a direct infusion of flavor from the chometz into the soup. That's called nois and tam. Here it's a nois and tam, bar nois and tam. It's a secondary infusion of flavor. So not for not. So in halacha, not bar not is much less significant in halacha than a direct nois and tam.
Okay. She can marry him because
the time
she had the affair with the
guy. Now, the special nichbash with the chatkila if a person cooked it or let it soak, we hold that soaking for 24 hours is equivalent of cooking. It's called kvisha. If something got put into a kli chometz and sat and it cooked in there or sat in there for 24 hours, even though the kli is not a ben yomai, sarach levar. And what's this ben yomai thing? So I learned from a pasuk that the iser of tam going from the iser into the heter is only a problem if the flavor that the iser puts into the heter is beneficial. If the flavor which the iser puts into the heter is detrimental, it's not, the tam is not also. That's called nesin tam lefkam. It's a bad flavor. Chazal said anytime the flavor sits on the walls of a pot for 24 hours, the flavor becomes stale. And now when you cook the other item in it, it's a stale flavor going in. It's always going to be nice in time with gum. So remember, it's not Ben Yoima, it's not from that same day. The flavor is a nice in time with gum. If it's a flavor from that day, it's just a nice in time with Shva. It's a beneficial flavor. It's a not by not, but it's a beneficial flavor. If it's the Kli is 24 hours old before it's last been used, it's called the Eino Ben Yomo. So now it's a not by not, and it's a nice time with gum. So by most Yisurim, the nice time with gum is not Nakanas. It comes along the Kayanim, it says over here in a case where it was cooked in Pesach and a Kli was Eino Ben Yomo. So you have it's not by not, and it's an it's a time with gum, still circle of
like the only circumstance in that case.
Well, because we'll see later on Talmud Zion, it says by comments it says we're machmer in this time with God.
Where?
By comments we're machmer in this time with God. Right. Now there are exceptions to that. A davar karif, a sharp item, can be instituted a flavor back to being shabbat. So if a person takes a non-benyomo knife, fleshing a knife, and he cuts through an onion, now listen, it's a not for a knot. Right? Well, no, it's not, because the onion, as being a double quarter, being a sharp item, refreshes the flavor and makes the flavor of Nesha Tam the Shua. That's why you get a phone call, well, I cut my onion with the fleshing a knife and I stuck it into a milk in a frying pan. Together, it says, oh, okay. You know. So now you're dealing with that there's a nice time with Shrach of inflation going into your milk in a pan. That's a different, you know, it's a number four for the different stories. Okay, so let's just review outside what we saw. There's a lot of information in the Sif Katan. Let's just review outside what we saw in the Sif Katan so far. So he introduced us to the idea of Kedai's Melechilus Bras. So regards to the issue of eating, there has to be Kedai's of Chomets to have the issue of the rice of eating. And
what's more important? Why is that? Why do we say it needs to go to that amount?
Look, what should we say? The Sima Kazayas is all Shurim are Lacha Mosh Mesina. So the Shurim Kazayas is Lacha Mosh Mesina, the Shurim Kazayas is Lacha Mosh Mesina. So if you have a Kazayas mixed into a mixture, the ratio is such that eating a brass in a mixture will eat a Kazayas of Chomets in the time of in the amount / time of Lechilus Brass. We'll see later on. Lechilus Brass is an amount, it's also a time. The amount of time it takes to eat a brass. Well, so we eat the thing straight the whole time, you eat brass is worth. The more so like this, well, you know, it takes a long time to eat something. Of course, there's a case like this. We measure a brass. They used to eat it together with the condiments, and, you know, they made it easy to eat. So it doesn't take that long to eat. So this kazayas mixed into this mixture. If one eats a brass is worth of this mixture, he'll get a kazayas, this is the right to eat, a key of chorus, and for eating.
Is this a subjective time, or is this universal time for everybody?
It's a universal time. It's measured by what we say an average person would take to eat it. It's a machlokes how long it takes. That has implications both in regards to fulfilling mitzvahs. A person has to eat a kazayas of matzah in the first night of Pesach, the day of Achilas Brass, to fill his mitzvah. A person has to eat a kazayas of matzah the first night of Sukkot, excuse me, kazayas of bread the first night of Sukkot to fill his mitzvah of eating the sukkah. It's a Yom Kippur, a person who is breaking their fast. The chatzilah we break it. It's called the shiurim. We try and keep it less than a full amount. You see, Kinyan Kazayas, actually is a kikkur sevis, the size of a date, not of an olive, which is larger. But the time is still coming with Achilles Pras. So if he wants to eat, he has to be in intervals in between with Achilles Pras. How long that is a machloekus. So we have this mixture with this design. If this pras, the chiyuv kosher for eating it. If it's less expensive than this pras, it's not even a lav. There's still a lav, the rice of keeping it until shisha. Once there's shisha, there's not a lav, the rice of keeping it. Now, Chazal do not want you to keep it. There's this rabbanim of keeping it in that situation. But you're not over by your raw, by your matzah. And after Pesach, if a person does not destroy it as he's supposed to, it would be mutter deeds. That's a case of minim b'shein minim. If the actual item is there. If it's minim b'shein minim and we remove the item, all you have is time. So now you have a time. If it's less than 60, because this is the right to eat it, because Tom Kaker wouldn't get malchus. Like most of Shardin. Okay? Because there isn't a kazai to the item, and that's the express. Is there necessity to keep it? So that's what Chaykos says. The Chok Yaakov says no, and the other ones say yes. And he said, you have to destroy it. Can't eat it on Pesach. After Pesach, B'nieved, have some merugah we're going to be making. Right? If there was no direct infusion of flavor, there's only a case of a not for not, a secondary infusion of flavor, you're allowed to actually keep the item over Pesach. You cannot keep it in a kabbal sikabat. You cannot eat it. You must put it in a place where you're not going to come to eat it. But you do not have to destroy it. If it was in a kabbal sikabat, it was cooked or soaked into the kabbal sikabat for 24 hours on Pesach, you have to destroy it. This is also a min b'shein or minoy. Min b'minoy, min rice is both of the roy. So when it arises, what did he eat once it's right? Therefore, the document is by Rabbi Motzei, but again, Chazal did not let you keep it over Pesach. You have to destroy it before Pesach. After Pesach, if he didn't do so, it would not be awesome, because there's no way he's not living by Rabbi Motzei. Yeah?
Yeah? That's minimum.
Okay. Let's tackle the macabre. Taruba's comments. So if you have a mixture of comments, over the lovish by Rabbi Motzei, the law Isra by Rabbi Motzei applies to it. And it gives you some examples of foods which were mixtures. They used to make a mixture of comments and non comments. First one is hamburgers. Hamburgers was, they would take the fat of the fish and they would mix it with flour, and they make a mixture of some type of it, and they cook together. So it was min, it was min b'shein minoy. It's a and it, the chametz is an ingredient in this food. Kutach habavli was a dip they used to make. It was a milk dip. It had like a curdled milk in it. It had salt, and it had little crumbs of chametz. They would soak it together, and it would all, you know, mesh with all amalgamated into one thing. You couldn't see the crumbs anymore. It just became a dip. Sheker Hamadi. Sheker Hamadi is beer made in Modai. And as opposed to, the reason why it's called Sheker Hamadi, because as Man Chazal, most beer was actually not made from barley. Most beer was made from dates. But in Modai, they used to make a beer from barley.
Where is Modai?
Modai? Yeah, Parsimota. Now, we'll see in the Mishabura. The Mishabura is going to talk about whiskey. What a lot of whiskey has, and what a lot of the beer which we have nowadays, what a lot of that has. All foods which are edible, and they have it comes as an ingredient, or now, I mean, not, or but a lazavah sheyesh but taruvas tomets. A, it has it's not actual chometz. It's not chometz ban. It's only an ingredient. And again, it's not visible where you could pull it out. The definition of taruvas is that it has taruvas means it's not nicker. If it's nicker, it's not called taruvas. So I can pull it out, pull out the item. And I can't discuss the name of bitzel and all this concept of bitzel, which should go together with the taruvas. If I can see the item. Now, sometimes I can see the item, but I don't know what it is. Like, in the case, I have five pieces of meat. They all look exactly the same. They're all beef. One was not shafted properly, and the other four were. One was a tray, and the other four weren't. Or, you know, they shafted the animals, and they mixed together all the pieces of meat, and they found out after one of the animals was a tray. All pieces look exactly the same, so that's a rufus. Even though I can see each piece distinctly, it's called taruvas because I don't know. They all look. I can't differentiate between them. But in a case where I'm talking about different ingredients, if I can tell, well, that's the chometz part. That's not the taruvas. So taruvas has to mean that it became mixed into the mixture to the point that it's not visible what's chometz and what's not. The opposite of that is called chometz be'en, chometz which is intact. Avodah sheyesh by taruvas chometz be'en roi lechila. So it has in it it has the it's downgraded, it's only an ingredient, and B, it's not edible. So look, is mutter like karma bepesa. The isra by Rabbi Moshe does not apply to it, and only that Chazal did not. There's not even a isra butter because you might come to eat it because you won't eat it. It's not where that feeler. Okay. What's an example of that? Keep going. Areva Swabdonim, the tanners. So they have these big troughs where they soak the hides and they use flour. Shanos in the Soicha Kemach Ba'arais. So in this big mixture, there's flour in there together with the hides and liquid, etc. So it's the flour gets mixed into this big mixture with all the other things that are there. You can't tell where the flour is or not, but it's not edible. The flavor of the hides, etc., makes the thing inedible. So I feel in the sun and sha'achas kedem zman habir. Even if he soaked it, mom is just 1 hour before the zman habir. So this, you know, it's not really so bad at that point in time. An hour later, the kamach maybe is still theoretically usable. I raise a mutzal kaima. No, we don't say that. We say it's mutzal kaima. We assume there's an immediate damage to the flavor to the point you're not going to eat it. Now, v'imloynosin ha'arayis v'nosin ha'kamach. You may, you didn't put the hides in yet, but he put the flour to this thing. Now, this thing has been used for hides before. It's not your most, you know, nice smelling item. It's foul smelling. There's chemicals there. The whole thing is there, but you don't have the actual hides in there yet.
What do you have to say about that?
So kind of beer. They put it in 72 hours before this amount of beer, at least. What's in the kaima? We can assume by that point in time, it's in 72 hours at least since. Or more, since this flour has been put into this trough, it's gone. It's not edible anymore. But
tarech shlosha yomim chayiv levayir. But it's been less than 72 hours, and there's no skins in there, he'd have to do beer, or alternatively, he could throw in the skins. Right? But even otherwise, he'd have to do beer on that chum. Okay. Again, hakilur, the killer was a type of a medicine they used to put in the eye, and they would use comments as an ingredient. V'haratia v'hisplonis v'hatariyako shenos in the seven comments. Much of the time of the Pesach, shenipset suras of comments. These were plasters they used to make for and a wound. You take a plaster, like a muscle. You probably never saw in your life. I never saw my life either. I'm sure you read in some of your stories, you know, Little House on the Prairie. They made a mustard plaster and they stuck it on the wound. They mixed together different things and they stuck on the wound to protect the wound, that's to draw out some of the venom, whatever it is inside there, the poisons which are in there. So this was done, so they mixed it together with fats, etc. They put it on the wounds. So it's called ratia. So ratia was like was a plaster. Esplanus is exactly the difference between all of them. I do not know. But all of them have in common right now that they're using comments as an ingredient. So what's the common Pesach? Transits and serves the comments. The comments no longer is considered. It's in a mixture. It's not edible. And it loses its surah. Okay, so that's our definition of this by Yerubba Yimotze on Tzuribus Chomets. It has to be Tzuribus Chomets, which is edible, and not Tzuribus Chomets, which is not edible. Okay. Like you figured after the whole big Jewish of Mishabura, like, you know, the system is very hard. Suppose it's hard. The Shadashim plays itself out throughout the city. Okay. Now, the Shabura Bates. Urban Malok. So, the Rubus comments, your person transgresses on the Rubus comments. Now, the Shabura is going to introduce us to a new phrase. What's that? Of a comments nuksha. Comments nuksha. Inner love, we should buy a room of emotion. The issue by Rabbi Yotze doesn't apply to Chomets Nuksha. We'll see what he says when he's in a second. Barak min rabbanon tzarich levarer. The chiyuv to be varer is min rabbanon. Eating it, you can't eat it on Chomet Pesach, but maintaining it is not awesome. What is Chomets Nuksha? Now, before I tell you what it is, the Gemara, the reason why Mishnah is bringing it up over here, because the Gemara learns out from a Jerusha to Marbet Rubus Chomets. Call my Petzalos Sechelu. So the word call is coming to Marbet that the Isser by Yerubba Yimotze applies to some Rubus also. Especially, like we said before, in a case where we're being Marbet not for this or Vechilo, because those are Kedais Nechlis Bras, we're being Marbet for this or by Yerubba Yimotze. Right? There is a discussion in the Gemara. Maybe it's coming for something else. Maybe it's not coming for that. It's not coming for Terubas Chomets. It's coming for Chomets Nuksha. Chomets Nuksha is Chomets which hasn't fully gone and hasn't done the Chomets process. It's not a mixture. It's not fully Chomets. Maybe the Pesach is coming for that. So the Gemara brings one number says that's true. And Mishmur is telling us we don't pass them like that. We pass them. That Pesach is talking about Terubas Chomets and not Chomets Nuksha. That's why we're discussing it now. Nuksha Mikri, Dabar Shem of Chomets Gomri. It's not a full human process. For example, now one example she doesn't give over here is let's say you mix, we all make Paris and Mach Mitzvah. So a person would mix flour. with liquid from a fruit, it's not matzahs. So you say egg matzahs, right? Maybe the apple juice. Flour and apple juice. So theoretically, that should be matzah. It doesn't come covered. Now, if you add water to that mixture, even a little bit, so what's the law? So we're questioning now that it does become covered, and then that it becomes covered quicker than an 8 to 18 minute process. We're makel for a person who's an ill, someone who's a chayla, and he's allowed to eat it. So we look at a box of some egg masses. We'll say we don't. We're always marking. Maybe there's some water mixed in over there. Therefore, it's only mutter to use for the elderly and the ill. It says in the box. Shrites egg matzahs. It says on the box. It says iron rabah. Check the rabah. This. No. Of course, nobody reads that little piece of information. Right? You can't eat egg matzah on Pesach. But in regards to Mishpura Paskin, in a case where the majority is may pay rice, even though we're concerned about a minority of water, there got to be this to begin with called Chabas Nukshan. May pay rice with water is able to take it to some level of chimitz menato. Can't eat it. We're not over by your remote. So I don't have to go and destroy my Shrites egg matzah before Pesach. But the answer is no. They would make a glue out of chometz, and they use it to glue the pages together, like a paper mache type of a thing. It's made out of the paste. Is made out of. It's not edible. You don't eat paper mache. So that indicates the fact that it wasn't allowed to become a full chometz. But it's not just a mix. It's not a terubas chometz. Oh, Isa, you had a dough. So the Mura says, that if you have a dough and you're not working it, it starts to rise. The Mura says there's a shear how long it takes before it becomes chometz. So the Mura gives a shear in time, a mil. Or a shear also gives the shear in certain indications. As the dough rises, you can see certain indications in the dough. The color of the dough, the fat that starts to crack, etc. So Isa Shalom Nimzaba Adayin Shum Sedek, it started to rise, but you don't see any cracks developing. The cracks developing are indication that inside there's a fermentation process happening. That's why the surface is starting to crack. There's no cracks. But the color started to turn white a little bit. It's not fully edible. Now, he adds in the darkness where the world of this did an inner world of Hila Ksas. It's only slightly edible. Only by something which never was edible. These cow kill, but was edible, and now it's lost, losing its ability to be eaten, starting to go bad. There, the shear from allowing you to maintain it on Pesach is that even a dog wouldn't eat it. So if it was edible at one point in time, it's going down to be mutter, to maintain it to be mutter, it has to be even a dog wouldn't eat it. That's how bad it is. If it never was Roy, then it's luxury. There was never. So look, so you don't mean a button, you have to destroy it because you might come to eat it. If a person didn't do beer, you know, like he's supposed to. I only come on and say, sorry for Simon Tough and Zion. How do we do it over there? That after Pesach, he says, Machaber says it's a mutter bahanoa. The Mogan Rome says it's not even mutter bahila. Now, what all these things have in common?
Why does Rabbi say Domer of
the Eagle? Okay. Various different forms of Luksha. Right? They have in common. So the point is they all haven't done the full chemist process. So it's called chometz luksha. Even called chometz luksha, like one before she learns. There's a certain type of wheat which is very hard, and therefore it will never really makabel full chemist. So it's chometz luksha. It's hard. So these things all have in common. The process hasn't done. Someone's fully mochmetz usually is at it's fully at it. Someone's a fully mochmetz. The cracks will be developing. If they wouldn't have the papyrus there, which retards the human process. So the human process has been stopped in the middle. Now, we haven't discussed what about Chomets Nukshim B'Tarubis? We have Chomets Gomer B'Tarubis, Chomets Nukshim B'An. Chomets Nukshim B'Tarubis is not even a bun. So this is the gay when you have what you have sometimes in some of your cosmetics. So this is the source of the discussion of the cosmetics. If we deal with whatever chometz is in there, we deal with it as chometz gomer. It's chometz gomer b'tarubis. If we deal with it as chometz luksha, it's chometz luksha b'tarubis. So it's chometz luksha b'tarubis is more to keep it on base. If it's chometz gomer b'tarubis, so depending on what it is, you know, sometimes the answer is it's chometz luksha. Sometimes the answer is it's chometz gomer. This is where the starting point for the conversation. How's the cosmetic? Is this dude over here? So that's all there. Hold on, Mr. Bruce. Come here.